Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Certainly a cold weather day, one to go, and then a major warm-up coming, as you heard a moment ago, with Al Schock. We're down to zero. Wes, Twins at 13. Our wind chill at 18 below. Bitterly cold night tonight, but by tomorrow night, temps will be rising. When you get up Monday morning, we'll be in the teens. And then a mild, and it looks like relatively quiet week right through next Saturday. Next Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 30. We could see 40 early in the week. I'm good with that.
All the snow's going to melt now.
No,
it's going to be
no.
A picturesque.
No.
All the rinks outside the cities are flooding the outdoor rinks. It was going to be a great winter for the culture. And now we're going to have snow and then thaw and then snow.
It'll be
it's
fine.
Not March.
I had a backyard rink when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah?
My dad, yeah. And it kind of expanded over the years. It started out where, you know, we'd just float a patch of ground, and then, you know, we'd gradually add plywood boards, and then one year we dug a trench and put electricity, and we had lights.
Let's go!
We had legit nets. Then we had chicken wire netting on the ends, so the puck.
Clutch.
Sometimes we'd play with, like, a tennis ball.
Sure.
Or a foam puck, not the real deal, because sometimes, you know, that can hurt without padding.
Yeah.
But so it was either a tennis ball or a foam puck. But we had our backyard rink, by the time I was in high school, had full boards, lights, netting on the end, and it was probably 100 feet long by 50 feet wide. It was pretty good.
So you just had the best childhood ever, essentially. I didn't have a backyard rink in my backyard, but one of my best friends did, and she was multi-generational hockey family. They had lights out. It was the pond. There's about 8 houses that surround it. They put lights up. No wire in the back. I would have to have a chat with her dad about that, because you know who always got sent to go get those pucks that would go out into the snow, and you better hope you saw where they went.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to go get them.
I got to go get them. I'm the puck hunter, and so I better go find them. And I didn't put the pads on too often, maybe once or twice, because it's just, you're not very warm in your in your pads when you're outside. But
no, we typically, when we were out there,
very little hockey gear.
Had no gear.
Yep.
Now, we would, other than skates, some would wear a helmet. Some didn't.
Bad style.
I would, you know, like the old 60s and 70s hockey player, I would wash my hair, blow dry it, and then put in a ton of hairspray and go out and play.
Look good, feel good, play good. Or you do the other, where you don't have a hat, so you take one of your hockey socks and you'd put a little hair binder at the end of it and just make that into a hat. That's always great in a pinch.
No, I would say 99 times out of 100, if I was out there, I had my old North Stars stocking
cap. Oh, you're looking
on.
Like Neil Broughton out there, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, the Kelly green with the N on the front. Oh, yeah.
You tuck in your skates to the pants, or do you keep them under the pants? Like,
no,
you can have the tongues out or in?
I played pond hockey this way, kind of like I skied, jeans.
Oh,
jeans.
You know how I feel about jeans. Oh, my God. What a disaster. Doesn't that limit your movement, especially laterally? God, I could. That's the worst. How did you must have been a hell of an athlete if you were able to overcome jeans?
Skiing jeans.
Oh, God.
Play pond hockey in jeans.
Better not
absolutely.
Fall. You're going to be a crusty crab before you know it.
I didn't fall, you know. And when I went into the corners, no one was knocking me down.
More impressive balance. You were Lindsey Vonn. Better hip flexors. You were Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey by a billion miles.
Team Lindsey always wins the hip flexor battle.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, those are good times. I'm not worried. And like I say, a veteran of making outside ice, the sun angle is low. To me, the key is the sun angle.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into February, even if it's cold, you got problems with that sun angle. Because even on a cold day, that the sun gets higher in the sky, and it's beating down at that ice for a couple hours. This time of year, we get a mild week, ice is going to be fine.
Yep.
I'm convinced.
Play in the darkness. Play in the darkness.
Yeah, and I would say some of the great times. We did have a backyard rink. But when we'd go up to the park, we'd go up to Clyde Andrews and Champlin, and they had outdoor ice. And the pickup games on the outdoor ice, just legendary.
There's nothing like
them. Just great stuff. And I don't think there's enough of that. And you're still involved in the game. And I think this is key. No refs, no coaches, no parents.
Yep.
Just kids playing and figuring out, and kids of all ages, the older kids, the younger kids,
everybody's
got to
play
figure
together.
It out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the magic of any sport,
honestly.
Pick up
it's a great I think stage for learning how to live with different people too, because you have to learn how to get everybody involved. You don't want the kid who showed up with their dad and the dad's actually a little bit of a ringer, and so you don't want him to leave because the kid's having a bad time. So you got to set up the kid really well, right? Or you let him get through, and you got to keep the puck on the ice, because if you raise it during shinny, you're already a loser. You're already a loser. But I think it was on social media earlier that I saw. Somebody was talking about the loss of shinny hockey and how big of an impact that was having on the creative aspects of the game. And I noticed this in the differences between coaching boys and girls, men and women, but especially at the younger ages, is that girls are very eager. A lot of them are very eager to please, and they listen to you literally, right? You're like, this is the drill. You're going to go across the blue line. We're going to work on a drop pass. The other person's going to go hard, drive the net, crash the net, get a rebound, right? And they'll do it at the same spot, the same time, over and over again. You stop the drill halfway through. Ladies, let's get a little loose out here, right? Like, let's have a little fun. This doesn't have to be dot the I, cross the T. Whereas with boys, like, you tell them, first of all, they're not listening. They're definitely not listening. They're having their own conversation. But they're more likely, I think, to go ask their buddies in line to see what's happening. Whereas girls, they don't want to be seen as wrong as much. There's a little bit more of a social impact. So it's without having that creative outlet and that unstructured play that you get in the pond hockey and the shinny hockey, and just a break from the intensity. How many times have you and I talked about what kind of programs these kids and these parents are running to every day, right?
Well,
like, you got to find a place where the love of the game is the center point.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think about that in the backyard rink or the fields we played on in the neighborhood, whether it was touch football or a hybrid version of tackle football. And we as kids tailored the rules so the big guys wouldn't dominate and, you know, run roughshod over the younger guys, and everyone played because we had to figure it out if we were going to continue to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there were no adults, there were no coaches, no parents. And I'm not discounting that, But I also think there is a place that has been lost in sport where a lot of kids don't have that genuine opportunity of just getting together and figuring it out and playing the game for the joy and celebrating disputes. And there were always disputes. That wasn't a catch. That wasn't a goal. You were offsides. You know, that was a penalty, and you stopped the game. And then eventually it was kind of like, all right, you know, we're going to do this because we want to continue to play. And I think all of those things play into what makes sports magical, if you will, and what you learn from it. And I learned as much from playing with the kids in the neighborhood and my buddies and the younger guys and the rules of fair play than I did anywhere. You know, I just don't think those opportunities, for whatever reason, and maybe it's kids are too overscheduled, maybe there's too much money to be made.
Both of those sports answers fit into this equation.
Yeah,
it's very different. Henry and I were talking about this earlier in the week, actually, when I was filling in for Chris Tubbs, and it was probably a very weird opinion for him to hear, but I just said, I'm like, I wish it was still like how it was, where nobody cared. Nobody cared. And the biggest example of where I saw this was actually when I went back out to the East Coast a few weeks ago. Steve, remember when I went out to New Hampshire and I visited my college, did the kind of back in my day walk through all of my old stomping grounds. And when I was there, you know, every team would have a picture, their team picture on the wall. And then every year the captains would get, you know, a little plate on a thing that would have every captain that's ever, you know, managed the program, that's ever gone through the program. Do you know how they manage the people in the program now? Do you know how they remember them? Do you know how they feature them?
No.
It's on a computer screen.
Oh, it's just...
So you could play 4 years, give your blood, sweat, and tears, be an All-American, score 100 points, like all the things my teammates and I accomplish, and you're as permanent as a screensaver. And the only reason why it's like that is because coaches make culture, not the culture itself. And once our coach left, the culture changed a lot. But my team is also in this in-between of, like, do we go D1 or do we stay D2? They're kind of that in-betweener, and they had to make a bunch of changes to their environment, and it's just... It's so cold in there, Steve, and I know that's weird to say about an ice rink, but there's no character anymore. It doesn't really feel like it's a program for the people, rather a program for the results.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. And I
you shouldn't care so much.
And I don't think, you know, in all those memories of the backyard rink or playing pickup softball, baseball, tackle football, hoops in the driveway, whatever, you know, anyone ever remembers the result. It was just kind of like, you know, it was just fun to play, and, you know, certainly there was some smack talk, and that's part of it.
Yep.
And it was just the joy of, you know, being a part of it. And I don't know how you bring that back, you know, when there's concerns about safety, security, and the emphasis on organized sports, and beyond that, specialization. Mm-hmm. Think about what I just said. You know, it was tackle football. It was some sort of touch football. We'd play pickup hoops. We'd play softball if we had a softball. We'd play with a baseball if we had a baseball. We'd play hockey on the rink in the backyard with a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. It wasn't... When we were all in middle school, it's like, well, we all better pick our sports and stick to that.
Right. Or I got to go learn how to tackle from the tackle specialist that I have to pay $300 an hour to make sure that my kid lands right. Where it's like, why don't you go to the playground and just fall a bunch and figure it out?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Or stick handle in the pickup game.
Yeah.
It is 5:19. Quick break. We'll come back. Heather Rule is going to join us. We'll get a hockey update. PWHL in a break. The Minnesota Frost off to a solid start. New look league expansion. And we'll get into that. Get her thoughts on the big trade. The Wild made a move. Once again, local sports writer Heather Rule joins us in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Football games today, Army-Navy. Navy comes back, wins it 17-16 in Baltimore. Kind of a good news, bad news scenario in the D3 football playoffs today. Bethel, the MIAC champ, loses on the road at Norris Central of Illinois, 35-21. Another great year for the Royals. And once again, Norris Central of Illinois, a perennial power now. And quick scoreboard update from River Falls. WIAC champ River Falls beats Wheaton of Illinois 46-21. Pat Coleman will join us in a bit with a game report on that one. So River Falls on to the semifinals. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins and John Carroll were the winners in the other quarterfinals in D3. Underway in Sioux Falls, D2 volleyball championship match at the Sanford Pentagon, and it's Metro State from Denver against Concordia St. Paul. Concordia St. Paul trying for their 10th national title since 2003. It is their 12th appearance in the title match. Good luck to Concordia St. Paul. All right, Steve Kearney joins us. Steve Kearney, we were worried about you, but now we know why.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I think back in the 25 years we've been doing this, I think this is the second time I've had a snafu come up at 410, which is a pretty good track record, I think.
It is amazing. That's why Lindsay and I were worried. You're like clockwork. You call during the news at 4 or you know, whenever we're scheduled, depending on a Twins game or whatever. But today it was like no call, and it's like, uh-oh.
Well, that means you care. That's wonderful, Steve. Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we do care.
But, yeah, it was a little rescue thing for my wife on Highway 10 up by Wadena, and everything's good. And guess what? We got 8 inches of snow up here. It's really changed this week, and it's going to be a whole new ball game up here, Steve, in this North Country. It's going to really eliminate a lot of ability to get to where you want to go. There's just enough snow that a four-wheeler really isn't working right now. This is going to be a snowmobile affair for the most part. And we also have some water issues that are coming out. if you can imagine all that weight on the ice right now, and we only have about 7 inches of ice, all that weight is pushing down on the ice, and water is coming up through the cracks and through old holes, and we have a little bit of water underneath there, which is not really good. It's just, and then we have warmth coming up here next week, as you know, Steve, and Tuesday, Wednesday, I think in the 40s. So this is going to be a little dicey in this next week. You know, we got great cold this weekend. We're making ice, but, you know, we're going to change with that warm, you know, temperatures coming in. So all bets are off on this. I don't know, you know, how our accessibility on the ice is going to be here in the next week, but, you know, we'll find out, you know, for sure.
Yeah, and then what about the bite? Have you seen, what have you heard? I know I talked to a couple of guys that I work with during the week. They've already been out and have had very good luck.
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm sort of on the opposite. I have not done very well the four or five times I've been out. But the problem is I can't really get out to my spots yet because I don't trust the ice. And I think right now people need to stay off these bigger bodies of water right now and not going out into these center areas and sticking to small bays and break lines close to shore. So part of it is I can't really get to where I want to go. But that'll happen here eventually. And, you know, most of the reports I've gotten have not been very good because, again, people can't get to where they want to go yet because we don't trust the ice. So we'll have to see. You know, sometimes when you get a lot of snow like this, it insulates that ice and you don't get the ice making, you know, that you want. You think it's going to be, well, it's 15 below. We're going to make, you know, 3 inches of ice. That's not necessarily true when you have, you know, 7-8 inches of snow on the top. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. We don't need any more snow, but we're just going to have to see, you know, especially with this warm front coming in.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to warm up in a hurry. Another cold night tonight. And then after that, Sunday night into Monday, temps are going to be rising around the region, and people will wake up on Monday morning with temps in the teens. It'll feel pretty good. And then a real mild stretch. And like we say every year at this time, people are chomping at the bit to get out there, but you definitely want to mind your P's and Q's with that snow cover. It's just hard to tell with that snow cover if you're dealing with good ice or not.
You know, all the cronies that I know that I, you know, have contact with are saying basically the same thing. You can go out and find 8 inches of ice and you think you're fine, then all of a sudden you hit 3. And that's kind of what's going on right now. It's not consistent, so that means stay close to shore, have a buddy with you, have your safety stuff, and don't assume because you drill a hole and there's 8 inches doesn't mean there's 8 inches 100 yards in front of you. So you still want to be safe and use common sense, at least for a while until we get, you know, at least 10 or 12 inches of ice and get a good base, which could be 10 days, could be a week. You know, we'll have to see.
All right, Steve. Well, I'm glad all is well with you and your wife. We'll do it again next week.
All right, you guys, thanks a lot for being flexible.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, been joining us on the weekend for a long time. And Lindsay, we had genuine concern because he is reliable. And when he didn't call, it's like, oh, something's up, and we were right.
Yeah.
Something was up.
He's a guy that's less reliable on a clock and more reliable on a sundial. And so we're very happy that it all is good and that it's a good reminder for all of us. I certainly prepared for the weather before I drove in. I threw an extra shovel in my car in case I went into a ditch. I threw a couple extra coats in there just in case I go into a ditch and I got to sit there for a while. It never hurts to be prepared. And so I'm glad that he was able to help his wife out and that he was able to join us. Love, Steve.
Yeah. I always tell people new to the area, new to the upper Midwest, when it gets like this, this is no joke.
Mm-mm.
Cold. This you got to take serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some people that, you know, poo-poo the snow events, and I'm not a big fan of the severe weather. We talked about that. When we get that in the spring and summer and the straight line winds or the tornado potential or the large hail. This is another one where you just don't fool around with this stuff.
No, nope.
This is life-threatening for sure. So I'm glad all is well there. It is 5:30. We'll come back. Heather Rule, we'll talk hockey with her. We got a lot of hockey coming up. Pat Coleman, D3Football.com. Bethel didn't survive the quarterfinals. UW River Falls did today at home. They advanced to the semifinals. And the big trade, Wild were at home today. They found a way to beat Ottawa 3-2 late today in St. Paul. Jess Myers will join us. We got a lot to do, and we'll do it in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Lindsay is a producer. My name is Steve Thompson. Glad to have you aboard and pleased to be joined by Heather Rule, a local sports writer. Has covered them all at one time or another here in town. And Jess Meyer is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. But first, Wild get a win 3-2. The Wild kind of front and center, Heather.
Yeah, definitely, Steve. It's good to talk to you, first of all. But yeah, it's I'm still actually working on another story I'm going to be publishing here pretty soon, more Frost-related and with a little Senators, Ottawa Senators angle, too. But yeah, the Wild kind of took over last night with their big trade news, bringing Quinn Hughes here, and Billy Guerin talked with the media earlier today and said he was going to get on a plane and go bring him here. And I think everyone is still kind of in a little bit of shock that he's going to be coming to Minnesota, and they kind of won the sweepstakes.
Yeah, it is certainly a big deal. And we'll kick it around with Jess a little bit later on, but they do find a way today and get 2 points after an up and down road trip to the old Northwest Division. They dropped a couple of games to Calgary and Vancouver on that trip before kind of getting back on track with the win over Seattle. They came home, they beat Dallas, and then found a way today. And certainly good news, and then reinforcements. It'll be very interesting to see how quickly this group comes together with the new guy coming to town.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, these last two games at home here have been, you know, kind of impressive. The other night against Dallas, you know, shorthanded, guys going on IR, that kind of thing. And Dallas is obviously one of the best teams in the conference in the league. And the Wild came out on top in that one. And today was a little bit of a slow start to it. You know, 1 o'clock game. It felt a little bit to me early on, kind of like one of those games after baseball team wins their division, right? And they come back the next day and they have this lineup that's, you know, not their A lineup. And it's just kind of a little sleepy start, but things got going. And the Wild had a 2-0 lead. Ottawa came back with a couple of power play goals to tie it. And then the big excitement with whatever it was, 23 seconds left, a great cross-ice pass from Johansson to Eric Sneck for the game winner. And Eric Sneck's face, the reaction on that play when he fired that goal home was pretty pretty exciting. So that in and of itself was a lot of fun just to see that. And, you know, getting another win today is huge for them to kind of keep pace with this good run they've been on here at home too lately, kind of carrying that over from November.
Yeah, dreadful start, but great November for the Wild. They get the Bruins tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Let's talk a little PWHL and Minnesota Frost. They had an unusual road trip. They saw both sides of the continent on the last road trip, and now we're in a break before they return to action. But they were in the Pacific Northwest. They were in Canada, and they ended up in Boston. They put on some miles on the last trip.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit like that this season with the expansion of the two new teams out in Seattle and Vancouver. Yeah. And as I keep saying, you know, Minnesota's sort of still kind of on an island here in the middle. You have the teams out east and then the two out west. And you know, the Frost, they dropped their home opener here against Toronto, went out, had played in Seattle's first home game at their arena and kind of played spoiler there. With a shutout, a 3-0 shutout, faced Ottawa, got a win there. Boston is still undefeated so far. They're looking really good, the Boston Fleet. And that was kind of a tough one. So the first, you know, four games, the Frost was kind of bookended with a couple losses and a couple wins in between. They did return home, too, in between those road games. So it wasn't constantly on the road, but yeah, definitely they're going to be putting on the miles this season for sure.
Yeah, and they get the Fleet on Friday in their next tilt. One other thing I wanted to get into, and that is Canada and the United States go at it in Edmonton tonight, and the United States has a chance to sweep that. Oh my, that once again in Edmonton tonight. That would really be something in a series that's been so even between the Canadian women and the women from the United States.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Wednesday night was the first game here, this little two-game set in Edmonton. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily planning to write anything up on that after the game, just watching on TV. But it ended up 10-4 in favor of the United States. And yeah. I think 16 players from the U.S. with a point, and the Frost have six players on that roster, and I think all their forwards had at least a point. You know, Kelly Panik had a great night. She's had a great start to her PWHL season on a line with Kendall Coyne Schofield, who also scored the other night. So I figured, well, I might as well write up a little something since they were kind of all over the score sheet. But, yeah, not the best defensive game for sure for Canada. I know they did make a goaltender change in the middle of that game as well, and I think the stat was, too, that's the most goals the U.S. has scored against Canada in their history of the series playing each other. So, yeah, we'll see what happens tonight, I guess. You know, I know I saw some stuff after that game from kind of the Canadian side, like, hey, you know, this isn't great, but the sky's not necessarily falling either when you look ahead to, like, the Olympic matchups. So we'll see what kind of moves they made for tonight and see what happens there.
Yeah, and by the way, the game, 8 o'clock, our time on NHL Network, always entertaining. I would assume Canada would have something for the United States tonight in Edmonton. Heather, always good to visit with you, and we look forward to visiting with you very soon.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Heather Rule, a local sports writer, and she's covered them all, spent a lot of time at Target Field. At the arena formerly known as the X Grand Casino Arena, covering the Frost and the Wild. And we look forward to visiting with her and joins on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Pat Coleman, Pat, did you survive the cold in River Falls today?
Well, I had a relatively warm seat in the press box, Steve, So yes, I survived just fine.
Yeah, brutal day, though, weather-wise. And River Falls wins big, beating Wheaton onto the semifinals. Congrats to River Falls.
Yeah, River Falls with the 46-21 win today. Everybody did a really good job preparing for the cold, I think, and both teams were able to run their offense and throw the ball a lot. Caleb Blaha, we've talked about him before, the Falcons quarterback. He's been a big guy in the run game, but they had him throwing vertically today, 32 of 50 passing for 407 yards and four touchdowns, and did a good job of controlling the clock. They rolled up 507 yards of total offense. They were 9 of 16 on third down in that big win as they advanced to the national semifinals for the first time.
And Pat Coleman joining us from D3Football.com. Tough day for Bethel. This was a very tough draw on the road at North Central of Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's unfortunate that, the two remaining unbeaten teams in Division III had to face each other in the quarterfinals. And, you know, by our poll and by the coaches' poll, this is number one versus number three or number one versus number four. But the computer formula that the NCAA uses doesn't care about those sorts of things. And so, Bethel goes down there and they score a couple touchdowns late to make it close, but they really had struggles throwing the ball today in the weather. Cooper Drews had some struggles against North Central, which also has, of course, an incredible defense, good pressure up front, great guys in the secondary. And that's how their season came to the end. I think a great year for Bethel and a great year for Drews and all of those guys on both sides of the ball for Bethel, but just not able to get past these guys. They're the juggernaut. They are the defending national champs. They've won three times in the last 6 years, and they're number one for a reason.
Yeah, and it was always, for many, many years, about UW-Whitewater or Mount Union, but North Central of Illinois, they're the big guys.
Yeah, they've really taken kind of the mantle since about 2019 when they won their first national championship. Yeah. They had to get past Wheaton, who was their arch rival in their conference. They hadn't beaten them in a little while, and they hadn't advanced in the playoffs for several years until they finally put it all together. And now this year, they're kind of on their third quarterback in this run. They've changed over the quarterback spot twice, which is a big deal. It's tough to do that. That's how you really have to maintain. I'm almost going to say the word here, dynasty, and people can decide whether they think that's relevant or not. But to maintain something like that at the D3 level, you have to have the next quarterback, and then again the next quarterback, because those guys really make things happen, especially at this level.
Yeah, so it'll be UW River Falls against Johns Hopkins and John Carroll against North Central of Illinois next week. So good luck to River Falls, WIAC champs, and they got a great shot.
They did. They have a really good shot this upcoming week as well. They will be hosting that game. Whether it kicks off at noon or maybe 3:30 is determined by TV. So that'll happen in the next 24 hours or so. But, River Falls has never been to this level in this sport. You go back to 95 when they made it to the quarterfinals behind a De La Salle kid, a quarterback, Adam Cowles, and then wandered in the wilderness for a long time before getting back to this level. So it's a huge story that River Falls has been able to put all this together over the course of the past couple of seasons.
Oh, great story. Right across the St. Croix. Pat, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Pat Coleman, D3Football.com, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Some numbers out of that Bethel game. They lose at North Central. They pile up 312 net yards on the ground. Bethel, 140. Cooper Drews, 24 of 43, a pick, two touchdowns in the game today. Not enough. North Central beats Bethel today in that quarterfinal game. The final was 35-21. That's in Naperville, Illinois. Quick break. We'll come back. Jess Myers. We'll talk more about the Wild and the big, big trade. I mean, this huge NHL news. We'll get into that in a moment with Jess. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us, Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown, on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Timberwolves idle today. They beat Golden State last night. Wild were in action. They get the Bruins tomorrow. They take down Ottawa, a late goal. Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Jess, how you doing?
Didn't you almost forget they had a game today with all the stuff that happened? You know, Brock Faber, after the game, he said it was crazy thinking, you know, that they actually had to play after the trade, and, you know, Jonas Brodin's injured now, so they're shorthanded. They had two guys making their Wild debut. It was just kind of a crazy 24 hours. And then on top of it, you got to play a 1 o'clock game, which kind of throws your schedule off a little bit. But they find a way to win. So, hey, bottom line, good, all good.
And so today will be the last game before the Quinn Hughes era starts for your Minnesota Wild. Huge news last night, and there's a bunch of ways that he's going to make an impact on this team, Jess. We know that he's going to be great on the breakout, but especially on the power play, he's going to be a dynamic guy on the top. And so my question to you is, how do you expect the team to really manage his presence? He's going to probably be the anchor at that top of the zone. But do you expect him to be at directly at the top, or do you want him more close to the boards, working it down the flank, maybe down to Kaprizov? They're going to have a lot of different options on this power play.
You know, honestly, talking to Bill Guerin about that, he said the nice thing is, you know, they're in a good spot. They're battling Dallas and Colorado for the lead in the Central Division, which is just a meat grinder, let's be honest. I mean, these are probably three of the best teams in the NHL right now, Minnesota, Colorado, Dallas. What Bill Guerin said about that is he doesn't have to come in and be a savior. You know, they're not trying to turn things around. So, Lindsay, you asked kind of specifically where they're going to use him. I think they can just let him be himself. Let him do what he's done. You know, he's one of the best breakout defensemen, one of the best puck-carrying defensemen, one of the best quarterback power play guys out there. And they can just let him be himself and kind of figure out as he goes along, you know, who he's going to play with. You know, we asked Brock Faber, are you excited about potentially playing with him? He said yes, but sometimes it's almost more fun to be on the bench watching what he can do, too. So, I mean, they're really excited about what this guy could bring.
Yeah, and they gave up a ton. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And it tells you the owner, Craig Leopold, has always been one where he desperately wants to win. Bill Guerin, a very competitive guy. And the emergence of this goaltending in November probably gave them the idea, hey, we got the ingredients. We spent the money on Kirill. Why not?
You've got the back end covered. And then in giving up Marco Rossi, what that said to me is they really believe in Danila Yurov as their top-line center between Kirill Kaprizov right now and Vladimir Tarasenko for now. You know, obviously Matt Zuccarello will be back there when he gets healthy again. So they really believe in what they're seeing from Yurov emerging as a top-line guy where, yeah, they were close to getting Rossi back, but all of a sudden it's like, you know what, we can throw him in a trade to get somebody pretty special. Now, Steve, you're absolutely right. They gave up a huge amount to get this guy. And my one trepidation is I was really excited to see what Zeev Bouyam could become. And now, you know, that's going to happen somewhere else. But talking to some friends of mine in the press box tonight and talking to my friend Pat Donnelly specifically, who covers for AP sometimes, he said, you know, 9 times out of 10, in a trade, the team that gets the one star player does better than the team that gets a haul of draft picks and prospects and all of that. Minnesotans are burned by that idea because we all remember Herschel Walker way too well. You know, and those of us who were around in 1989, 1990, with all of the hype that, man, we're going to the Super Bowl, we got the best running back in the league, and it didn't work out on our end. And then it also provided the ammunition for Dallas to build a dynasty in the 1990s, and we're still stung by that. But, you know, I think we need to remind people that was the exception. In most cases, the star player is the key to the trade, and I think that's what you might see with the Wild here.
All right, Jess, quick follow-up to that. And one of the things, you know, reading all the reaction, whether it was here in the States or north of the border in Canada to the move, he's not controlled for a long period of time. So there will be that drama of, you know, he's going to have an impact. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this guy is a real deal NHL star. But hanging on to him over the long haul, well, we'll see about that.
Right. And we just got done with how many months and or years of will they be able to sign Kirill Kaprizov? Okay, we got done with that, and then it became, will they trade Marco Rossi? Well, now we're done with that, and now we're going to be on to, will they be able to extend Quinn Hughes? The simple fact of it is, he is under contract through the end of the 26-27 season. So, at minimum, they have him for a year and a half. Starting July 1st, they can start to negotiate exclusively with him, similar to the Kaprizov situation. And we asked Bill Guerin about that today. You know, what are the prospects of keeping him here? Because, you know, it's widely known his two brothers play for the New Jersey Devils, Luke and Jack. And there has been a lot of talk, even before the trade yesterday, that there's going to be a Hughes family reunion somewhere, you know, come within a few years. And in fact, Quinn spent last night out in New Jersey with his two brothers because the Canucks play there tomorrow. So he was already there. The Wild flew out there to get him today out of New Jersey. So, you know, that says something to me. Now, with all of that said, I was impressed because Bill Guerin, before the guy's ever played a game for the Minnesota Wild, has started the recruiting process already and talked about, you know, this guy knows hockey. He knows that there's no better market anywhere than Minnesota to play. I joked with Bill Guerin a little bit. You're bringing him in here on a night where it's below zero. I don't know that that's going to be a real incentive. And Bill said, "Hey, maybe we'll get him out on a lake with a pair of skates on, get him stretch his legs a little bit. You know, kind of have fun with the. Yes, it gets cold here, but that's part of our culture. That's why hockey's such a big deal here, because every kid grows up playing it on a pond or on a lake somewhere."
All right, Jess, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time. I know it's been very busy. Look forward to your coverage in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Bruins in tomorrow at 5. Have a great night.
And I get to see that new number 43 tomorrow. We all do. That should be fun.
Yeah, should be a big deal. Thanks, Jess. There he is, Jess Myers. Big thanks to everyone who joined. Huge thanks to Lindsey Brown.
Well, thank you.
Great job today, Lindsey.
You too.
As always, we've got the news. We've got the weather. Wild beat the Senators 3-2. Timberwolves are idle. Vikes tomorrow night against the Cowboys. Big spot for J.J. McCarthy. We'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.